With a presidential campaign attracting so much attention, it's easy to lose sight of another major political battle taking shape, the campaign for the U.S. Senate. Democrats hope they can win control of the Senate, where Republicans hold a 4-seat majority, but face the challenge of defending 24 of those seats in November. Among the key races is the contest in New Hampshire, where Republican incumbent Senator Kelly Ayotte faces a turbulent political year and a challenge from the Democratic governor, Maggie Hassan. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
Kelly Ayotte is popular in New Hampshire, but she faces a series of threats, a challenge on the left from a popular Democratic governor, and a challenge on the right from within her own party. And then there's the question of Donald Trump.
Delay, delay, delay.
Donald Trump wants the Senate to delay filling the Supreme Court vacancy so he can choose the nominee next year. And Senator Kelly Ayotte is right there to help.
This ad comes from the Senate Majority Super PAC, which is supporting efforts to elect Democrats to the U.S. Senate. It faults Ayotte and her fellow Senate Republicans for refusing to give a hearing to Judge Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick for the Supreme Court. And the ad links her to the combustible Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who could be a liability in November. Are you going to support Donald Trump if he ends up being the nominee?
So I'm running against Governor Hassan. And
here's Kelly Ayotte in Hanover, New Hampshire last weekend, where she offered less than tepid support for Trump.
At this point, I plan to support the Republican nominee, but I want to let this process play out.
But you would support Trump if it ends up being Trump?
Well, again, I've said that at this point, I'll support the Republican nominee, but I do want to see how this plays out. We are far from over in this process.
At the same time, Ayotte is facing her own process to win re-election.
And at this time, it is my absolute privilege to introduce the Honorable Governor Maggie Hassan.
A few days ago, Maggie Hassan, the Democratic governor, was at a ribbon cutting for an addiction recovery center in Manchester. After the event, she talked about why she wants Ayotte's job. Hassan called the senator too close to her party's right wing, citing her votes to repeal Obamacare, defund Planned Parenthood, and oppose new gun control measures.
Her voting record in her first 4 years of office was about 90% with the Koch brothers, and her far-right party leadership, as she's standing with them right now on the Supreme Court, saying that there shouldn't even be a hearing on President Obama's nominee.
Wouldn't the Democrats do the same thing if they were in the same position?
First of all, past dysfunction is not an excuse for current dysfunction. The Constitution is clear. The president has an obligation, a duty, to make a nomination, and the Senate has a duty to advise and consent.
For her part, Kelly Ayotte takes the position of the Republican leadership that the Senate should put off any Supreme Court hearings until after the election.
The people should have a voice in this based on their electing the new president in November, because this is a 4-4 court right now. This is a position that's going to have an impact on this nation for decades. And so my position is simply, let's have the people have a voice in this.
But Ayotte's position requires a bit of a balancing act. On the one hand, she opposes hearings for Merrick Garland, but on the other, she's among a small group of Republican senators willing to meet with a judge, prompting her critics to say she's trying to have it both ways. Among her critics is Jim Rubens, a fellow Republican and former state senator who's challenging her for the nomination. Rubens ran against Scott Brown's Senate bid back in 2014, and he questions Ayotte's conservative credentials. Here he is on WMUR in Manchester last weekend.
The problem is she's gone completely off the rails on the big issues, and she's stabbed the base. She stabbed our party principles in the back.
Among Rubin's charges, that Ayotte supported bipartisan immigration reform that would have provided a path to citizenship. Andy Smith of the UNH Polling Center says the fact that Ayotte is being attacked from both the left and the right represents a difficult challenge for her in a state like New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is a state that leans Democratic, so that makes it very difficult for any Republican. Ayotte has an advantage in that she is popular and an incumbent. But if she's forced to run to the political right to stave off a primary challenge, that could potentially make it more difficult for her in a general election where you have to be more in the center of the electorate.
Well, this is what happens when you actually work with people and you have a record like mine.
Ayotte touts her reputation as a centrist, and it's fair to say that she's a conservative who doesn't always vote in lockstep with her party. For example, she endorsed the president's Clean Power Plan, backed paid sick leave, and supported giving full government benefits to same-sex couples.
That's why I'm focused on being a strong, independent voice to get things done for New Hampshire. And so I understand that I'm going to take criticism from the extremes in doing that, but I think that's what the people of the state want.
With the New Hampshire presidential primary behind it, the political focus has shifted elsewhere in the country. But soon enough, it will return to New Hampshire and to the contest between a popular Republican senator and a popular Democratic governor that could determine which party ends up controlling the Senate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.